Wherever and whenever a sports discussion gets around to the point of naming the great all-time jockeys, the name of Ted Atkinson is bound to pop up. We're happy to announce that the same Teddy Atkinson is our guest today, and you'll be hearing from him right after we hear this message of importance. Ted, you were one of our top jockeys. I know it must have been a difficult decision for you to hang them up and take another job with the association now. What decided you on the fact that, well, maybe I've had it?
Well, I had a recurring trouble with a bad back. It had started a great number of years ago and seemed to, well, it was in a dormant condition, and then I managed to break my back at Saratoga about 5 or 6 years ago, and subsequently these sacroiliac attacks came back.
Uh-huh.
And when it began to get a little too frequent, I decided that I'd better give it up.
Mm-hmm. Is the day of a jockey a difficult one? Do you have to get up in the mornings for training of the horses earlier, or do you just do it with certain horses?
Well, during my career, I usually was associated with a stable, and it did require me to be out in the mornings.
Mm-hmm.
However, most of the top riders today don't have jobs, and they ride freelance and aren't required to exercise horses except in certain specified cases by appointment. Usually it's a big horse.
Mm-hmm. Have you thought about training of horses? Have you thought about owning your own stable and this kind of thing?
I've thought of training horses throughout my career, and it's been the last job on the racetrack that I ever want to hold. It's the most aggravating. A trainer never gets away from his horses. He has them 24 hours a day.
Mm. Ted, I've always wondered about jockeys. You have to really love this game to get into it. It seems to me that you take a lot of chances to try to get your mounts home. Does this require a lot of love?
I don't think so, Jack. It seems to me that, probably 10 or 15% of even the top riders, to me, have no real love of the animal. In fact, it's simply a tool, and they have no particular regard for race riding as a profession. It's something that they've drifted into, have become good at, and it's the best living they can make.
Mm-hmm. Teddy Atkinson, thank you very much for taking the time to come by and say hello to our audience.
Thank you, Jack. It's been a pleasure to talk to you.
Well, that just about does it for now, fans. See you soon.